Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm really excited to be coming to you live from, well, actually not live, but pre-recorded from Scottsdale, Arizona, where I'm attending the MERS Institute for Aesthetics, and it's for expert injectors. And I'm really delighted to be chosen as one of the top 50 physicians nationwide to come to this meeting to learn all about the best practices, cutting-edge techniques, and new tips and trends for what's going to happen with cosmetic aesthetics and our industry. So it's only fitting that I walk around and talk to some of these amazing beauty bosses here and get their ideas for what are trends we're going to see in 2019 and beyond. So stay tuned for little bits of advice of the future of aesthetics. Okay, guys, I'm interviewing people for my podcast, Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. Yes, and today I'm here with the amazing Steve Diane and Sabrina Fabi, right? Hi. So I want to ask you guys, what do you expect to see in 2019 as cosmetic aesthetic trends? I'm putting you on the spot here. I'll start with ladies first. Introduce yourself.
I'm Dr. Sabrina Fabi. I'm a dermatologist practicing in San Diego at Cosmetic Laser Dermatology. And I'd say that I think that what we're going to see are a lot of companies entering the space. There are many toxins that are coming out, and there are now, you know, some products for cellulite that are coming out. And so we have a lot of new players in the space, and I think it's exciting. I think it makes everyone up their game. I think a high tide raises all ships. And so I think we're going to see maybe greater market penetration as a result of all their cumulative efforts. And so I'm kind of excited about 2019.
Me too, and all different versions of Botox that are coming out for the future. So let's ask Steve. So Steve, American Academy of Facial Plastic Surgery, New York Times best-selling author, tell us about what you anticipate.
I think the future is bright. Now, I think things like PRP are really exciting, and I think we're getting closer and closer to concepts like genetic medicine, which is somewhat scary, but also kind of interesting when you start to think about the fact that we might be having designer cosmetic treatments. That's not too far off either. So, and of course, we do have all the neurotoxins that are coming into the market. So I think it's going to there's definitely going to be a change in the way we do it. And there could even be a longer lasting one. There's some rumors on. So it's going to be an exciting time.
And you're in facial plastic surgery. Are people trending away from surgery, facelift, and invasive options?
So there's no doubt there's more and more people now wanting non-surgical options. That's growing at 10 times the rate of surgery. Having said that, surgery is still growing, just not as fast as non-surgical. And what's amazing today is so many things we can do non-surgically. And I predict that pretty soon we'll be at a point, not in my career, but very soon, where we won't need to cut people. Our medical students, a couple generations, are going to look back and they're going to say, you used to cut people? That's so barbaric. You cut people open with knives. So I think one day you'll see the end of that.
Star Trek, it's coming. It's coming. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sweetie.
I'm interviewing people for my beauty podcast. So let's talk to Dr. George Bitar, all the way from Fairfax, Virginia. What do you think are trends for 2019 that are coming out? What do you anticipate?
You know, I think it's going to be a big year for non-surgical rejuvenation. I think we got the we learned today at the MERS meeting a lot about combination therapy between the fillers, the neuromodulators, the alt therapy. We have those all in our practice, and we do them on a daily basis. And I agree 100% with what they said about combination therapy is way more powerful than each one alone. I think that the more successful practices or the more successful doctors are the ones who are able to communicate to the patient that that's in their best interest. Right. And it's basically good for the patients, it's good for the doctors, it's good for the company. So I think that trend of combining treatments now that MERS has come to age, so to speak, I think is going to be a big trend that we're going to see this year.
For patients, that means do your Botox, do your Xeomin, use your injectable fillers and laser and great skincare and devices that can help tighten underground skin before you opt for surgery.
Yes. I mean, as a plastic surgeon, I would offer them surgery if I felt that that is going to be a better option for them. But like it or not, some patients, even though they may be good surgical candidates, may not want surgery. So I think we have to be open-minded enough to be able to tell them, you know, a non-surgical treatment is going to give you a 30, 40, 50% improvement, and you may have to repeat it in a year or two. A surgical treatment is probably going to give you 70, 80% improvement, but it's going to be more downtime, it's going to be more money, and it's going to be more risk, but it may last a lifetime. And we have very educated consumers, so I think that, you know, they can make up their mind as to what they want. But it's our job to educate them and give them the options. And now we have more options than we've ever had before.
Very well said. Excellent. Let me turn to Dr. Lara Devgan, who's Chief Medical Officer at Real Self this year and a fabulous plastic surgeon from New York City. So, Dr. Devgan, what insights can you give us about what consumers are asking for, and what do you think is going to happen in 2019 with beauty?
2019 is going to be the year of the tweakment, the tiniest, littlest, most subtle adjustment that just makes you feel like a better, fresher version of yourself. I think the era of totally redone, transformative, people looking a little too different, a little too changed, I think that era is over. And this is the dawn of a new era of natural results, subtle changes, and little tiny tweaks.
You better tell that to the girls in LA. Right? Let's talk to Dr. Sasha Rifkin, who is one of my buddies from Los Angeles.
There you go. How are you?
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think our LA ladies are going to listen to that? They still want their cheeks, jawlines, and major butts.
I guess you'll have to ask Kim Kardashian about what she thinks about it. But my, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I can only hope that we can provide that there, the pendulum is going to swing more towards natural treatments and subtle treatments, which aesthetically I think, and you know, most of the people I know think, are the what really brings out the best of the patient. So the when it really brings out the most beautiful version of yourself, and that's what we want to do, and that's what the goal is, and subtle change is the way to go, and that's what we're going to do, and hopefully that's what everybody's going to want.
That's right. I think that's very absolutely right. Be the best version of yourself. I want to encourage my patients that it's all about the maintenance. It really is about maintaining facial volumes. I don't want to be 20, but I want to maintain the volumes I had when I was 20, so things don't sag and droop and gravitate and deflate. So that's what I'm anticipating, a year of teaching people to maintain. Well, cool. Well, let's move on. All right, here we go. So we are going to interview a couple more of my favorite people. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Anil.
I'm Dr. Anil Rajani. I'm excited to be here with you today to talk about the upcoming trends for 2019 and what a year it's going to be.
Yes.
My most sought-after procedure, what I have the most fun with right now, is called rejuvenation. And being Dr. Rajani, that's what I call it. But what it is it's building the jawline. We now have amazing products that are robust and strong and long-lasting, and we have temporary and permanent solutions for this. But why people like it is the jawline's in for 2019. A beautiful look on a woman is a strong jawline and submentum, and even on a male, the jawline is associated with success and youthfulness, and it's shown that people and men and women with strong jawlines are more successful. So we do a lot of this procedure, and it pulls up what people hate, which is the RBF, or the resting bitch face. Everyone comes in for this now, and whether they're 20 or they're over 70, they have the jawline and the mealy-mental fold that they want lifted. So by using this procedure, I love it and get great success.
Well, that is incredible. And for those of you who don't know, Anil has an amazing YouTube channel. Injectors who are listening, you've got to check it out. What's the name of your YouTube channel?
Go to Rajani MD Skincare and subscribe for great tips to keep your skin and body beautiful, healthy, and vibrant.
You're so good at that. And let's talk to Dr. Keith Marcus from Los Angeles. Keith, how are you?
Not so good after this rejuvenation talk.
What are your predictions for tips and trends for 2019 and what you're seeing in your practice?
I think I agree with Anil completely. the jawline is one of the more attractive places on a female. You look at the models, you look at anyone on TV, and you see a strong jawline and someone that's, you know, on the runway, whatnot. But I think the buttocks continues. I think the buttocks is a big push right now, and it might be more popular in places like Los Angeles and Miami. But what we're seeing is a lot more people coming in that want not only volume in the buttocks, but also lift in the buttocks. So we're probably going to get into more non-invasive heat devices that may be able to lift. So
it's all about the butt. I'm with you there. Yeah. Yeah, you and I do lots of butt. Sculpture butt, Radius for butt dimples. You do Selfina, and then Thermi for butt tightening. But let's get a woman's point of view.
Hi, I'm Dr. Deanne Robinson. I'm from Westport, Connecticut. I'm a cosmetic dermatologist, and I love the butt as well. I mean, who doesn't, right? So I do a lot of body contouring, and I love to combine therapies. And I think pushing the envelope of minimally to moderately invasive procedures for the butt and cellulite is really huge. I'm really excited about utilizing combination therapy, so not just treating the dimples with cellulite with Selfina, but combining it with fillers and radiofrequency or microfocus ultrasound. I'm really excited about endo coming out and the injectable for cellulite. I think that's going to be something really hot and really exciting for 2019-2020. So remember the body. It's hot. We got to think about it, not just the face and the decollete and the chest. So we'll work our way down the body.
Amazing. I love that. So well spoken all the way from Connecticut. And Dr. Bloom, let's hear from you. Like a Gilmore girl.
Hi, I'm Jason Bloom. I'm a facial plastic surgeon outside the Philadelphia, PA area. And my tip for 2019 and beyond, and what I see with the aesthetic medicine, plastic surgery, cosmetic dermatology field is really I see a lot of movement towards biostimulatory products. Either today and beyond, I think it is really the future of all injectables is using some products to generate the body and face and neck's own collagen. So using things like Sculptra, dilute, hyperdilute, Radiesse in order to generate the collagen that we all have in our skin and soft tissues is really, I think, what we're looking forward to in the future. And I'm looking forward to a lot of different companies going out there and really expanding this market.
All right, let's hear from two more handsome guys. Tell us where you're from and your name.
Sure. My name is Dan Friedman. I'm from Austin, Texas.
Dan, you're a cosmetic dermatologist.
I am.
What do you do primarily, and what do you predict as trends for next year? This year.
I do a lot of filler, botulinum toxin. I think the trend, which is already happening and will continue, is going to be male fillers. We get more and more guys coming in for enhancement of their cheeks, their jawline. That's a huge area right now, jawline enhancement with filler. It's an area where we can get these dramatic changes with not that much filler for a reasonable price.
A distinctive, handsome border gives you a really strong profile, and I think women and men look great with that. Yes. Okay, and one more handsome gentleman.
Hi, I'm Ashish Bhatia. I'm a dermatologist in Chicago. And I think for next year, the trend's really going to be seeing more of our patients that are actually medical patients with medical conditions kind of converting over to cosmetic procedures such as, you know, for acne scarring and, you know, other type of conditions like that. Because when people have these conditions, you know, they kind of border on aesthetics and medical, and it's they're really motivated to get these improved. And you know, once they see what kind of improvement we can do with the medical conditions using devices and fillers, then a lot of times they trust us to do more procedures as they realize the breadth of what we can accomplish non-invasively.
That's right. More of our regular patients who are here for medical problems are converting. Yes. Well, so I'm going to talk with Dr. John Joseph, UCLA, my professor at UCLA, taught me how to do rhinoplasties. And John, you're going to pioneer some fabulous studies this year. Do you want to talk about what you think are tips and trends for 2019 for injectors, patients?
Well, I think what we're going to find out is that the Botox treatments that we've been giving individuals, also Desport and Xeomin, of course, they're approved. The duration that we've accepted for all these 30 years was probably half of what we could potentially get. So I think that's going to come to light. And an exciting product is an injectable to get rid of cellulite. That looks promising. And let me think, what else? Well, there's also going to be at least one, if not two, other neurotoxins coming out to compete with Botox, Xeomin, and Desport. So that's pretty good. And then another interesting device that's coming out is, in order to tighten the skin of the face, two companies have come up with the idea of actually removing a certain percentage of the skin without causing scarring. And these are circular punches, so to speak, of skin that's removed, and it up to 5 to 7% of the surface area of your face is then removed, and the holes are so small that they heal without scarring.
Yeah, the core procedures. I've heard of that. Yeah.
There's two companies. Citrellis is one, and God, I'm blanking on the other one right now.
Well, that's a really big year in store, so consumers can expect to see two more versions of Botox hit the market, probably longer duration, and then maybe even a fast-acting, you know, short-duration Botox, and John's amazing study, which is going to show that high doses of Botox give long-term duration. So things are changing in our market.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Dr. Devgan, what do you think of that? Do you think that taking cores of skin out of people's faces is an alternative to facelift?
I don't think it's an alternative to facelift, but I did just do a really good interview with Jolene Edgar in New Beauty about the concept of micro-coring. And the idea is you use a mechanized device to take a bunch of 20 to 25 gauge needle holes out of the skin. You know, that's not going to compare with a surgical facelift, because if you have more than a centimeter of pinchable laxity at the level of the jowl, nasolabial fold, or jawline, you are going to need a surgical procedure to get a definitive result. But for those in-betweeners who just look a little bit more droopy than they'd like to look, there is possible potential. So we're keeping a close eye on it. For me, I don't want to be a cowboy with medical aesthetics. I don't want to put my patient population on the front lines of experimental treatments. I want them to be very thoroughly vetted, but I do stay very current on the literature to be able to offer patients the best once it's been proven a little bit better for my satisfaction.
You don't want to go to a cowgirl. You want to go to an experienced rider where it's not their first rodeo. Right, John?
Pretty much. That's correct.
Thanks for taking me on my first rodeo.
My pleasure.
So, guys, I'm going to introduce you to some more specialists, and let's hear from Dr. Doris Day about what she thinks 2019 brings for aesthetics.
2019, in my view, brings a turn back towards genuine beauty, and this means combining different treatments to look overall balanced and natural and beautiful, and to really celebrate what's unique about you, not try to go for erasing every line or wrinkle or eliminating everything that is of a concern for you, but learning to recognize what's special about your look, celebrating and enhancing your best features, and looking in the mirror and saying, I am beautiful.
That's right, to be the best version of yourself. Wouldn't you agree, Valerie? Valerie, introduce yourself.
My name is Valerie Callender. I'm a dermatologist practicing right outside of Washington, D.C. And I would say 2019 in aesthetics, probably I would think the most important thing for women of color is to have safe and effective topical agents, skin lightening agents, that bring their color back to normal, not products or medications or prescriptions that change their natural skin tone, but just to get even skin tone, which is healthy skin.
That's right. Pigmented skin is like every woman's issue, and aging, brown spots, sun damage, it's very important. And let's hear from Alan. Alan, introduce yourself.
I'm Dr. Alan Durkin. I am a board-certified plastic surgeon on the Treasure Coast of Florida. I think two major trends that will continue in 2019 is, I think practitioners will continue to improve selling a result rather than a product. And on top of that, I think that product will continue to be the individual that's coming to see us.
Thank you, Alan. And I have one more word from Dr. Doris Day.
I think the word for 2019 is going to be finesse, because we've learned so much more about what the products and injectables and devices can do. So we're not always taking them to their max. We're taking them to their best so that you look beautiful, you look natural, you still have movement, but that's in congruence and in balance with your with the expressions that you choose to make so that you really, truly can age beautifully and always be the best version of yourself, as you said.
I like that. I think finesse is key. And seeing an injector who doesn't just inject you, but really finesses your best points. And let's hear from Sue Ellen Cox. Sue Ellen, I want you to introduce yourself and tell us something about 2019. What do you think it brings for aesthetics and trends and your patients?
Oh my goodness. Hello, I'm Sue Ellen Cox. I'm a dermatologic surgeon in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And 2019 in aesthetics, well, I mean, I think we're really lucky to be at this meeting for MERS today and gaining insights into some of their products. I think they have some very good niche products that other companies don't have, and I think that we're going to be using them in different ways. I hope to increase the message about cellulite treatment with Selfina. I've had it for a couple of years, and I just think that that's a very good procedure that has great results, and I haven't capitalized on that yet. Sclera and sclerotherapy, it's something that is also sort of on the back burner in my practice, but it's a great product. We used to bootleg it in when I was a resident 20 years ago, and now it's available. And then obviously all the injectables. I mean, and that's the bread and butter of my practice, and continuing to use them in a way to make patients feel and look their best. Thanks so much.
And where did you say your practice was located?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Excellent. Do you think they're trend specific to the Midwest and the center of the country? Where I'm from the West Coast, I've talked to a lot of East Coast people. What's different in the Midwest going on right now?
Well, in North Carolina, I would say Southeast is where I am. What's different is maybe the patients, because the patients are so accepting and wonderful. And we don't tend, I tell my patients that if I would have you to dinner, then you're going to be a patient of mine.
And these are some people who are coming to my master injector course, February 23rd, Saturday at Huntington Hospital in Los Angeles. Hope you can attend. And if you do, you're going to learn all of the best tips and tricks for finessing your practice with social media techniques, with injectables, using off-label and on-label techniques to contour the face, under the eyes, cheeks, jawline, injection rhinoplasty, Kybella, and Sculptra. All of the amazing things you want to learn about. And that's everything for now. You guys, thanks so much for tuning in to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. You can find me on my amazing Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is the same. And don't forget to try that awesome hyaluronic serum and my neck cream, all these amazing products you can try online. Stay beautiful.